just laying in bed, and I don't feel very good. I don't know, I've just been in the dumps lately. It's December now. But it hasn't snowed. It only snowed one time. Real quick, I was gonna go for a walk in the snow, but I was too slow. You know, I decided to like check email and fucking bullshit, and by the time I got out of the house, it stopped snowing, and then it melted. But yeah, I've been just like getting hit by like nostalgia hammers lately. I think because, you know, like it'll rain, it'll be like this really cold rain. And it reminds me a lot of Vancouver. I guess that's my go-to. Just thinking back to Vancouver, although for a while there it went away. I was actually going through a little bit of remembering New York thing. Like, I don't know, when I just feel crappy and this is just like, I don't know. There's no sense fighting it, but like, I don't know, I'll try to find something to make myself feel better. And I don't know, like I used to be able to go listen to like EXO episodes, but I just don't make them enough, and they're worn out now. So I was listening to some ham radios that I did when I was in New York. I was thinking maybe I could pick little pieces out of them, make a show about that. But I got distracted, and I don't know, it's hard to listen back to your own stuff too often. Anyway, what I thought I might try to do, if I can find enough little songs here, just instead of laying in bed feeling fucking crabby, might as well do a show. I was thinking I could do YouTube covers if I can find enough. It's like I just started listening to this band Arcade Fire, everyone loves, that just passed me by for whatever reason. My roommate, Other Keith, was setting up, he was at this bar that our friend Elliot runs. He was doing a night where he just played a bunch of vinyl, and he was doing a test run here at the house, playing stuff. And one song I really liked, I was like, hey dude, what is that song? And it's called The Suburbs by Arcade Fire. It's the first song on that album, The Suburbs. And I was just listening to it just now while I was in bed, and I was like, yeah, that song seems pretty cool. But I love people's little YouTube covers of songs so much that I almost feel like you haven't really heard a song until you've heard somebody do a cover of it in their bedroom, you know, and if it doesn't hold up to that, then how fucking good could it be? So this one's pretty cool. It's a dude with his guitar and a little piano. Let's see, what is this guy's story? James Shuar. His name is Purple Shoes on YouTube, from Australia. A lot of good ones from Australia. I think the next one I'm going to play is also a guy from Australia. He's a student studying music composition and audio production at university. Yeah, this is really cool. And man, I guess it's probably not coincidence, but this song, just listening to it in bed, just got me thinking a lot about when I used to babysit my niece and how tough it is to even see her. She lives quite a ways outside my hometown. Even if I go home to visit, it's tough to arrange, and then it's still very, just a small amount of time. Like, I don't know, way back before I went to Vancouver for the second time and then to New York, theoretically, I mean, if I had stayed home, I mean, I was, like, pretty much her principal caregiver guy. Like, could that have been some kind of alternate thing? Like, what if I had stuck with that? But surely, I mean, eventually, I mean, my cousin was just no good. Her dad, just no good at all at being a dad. And once I got to the point of going to school and stuff, like, there's just no way that could have continued forever. but I don't know, man. It definitely, not coincidence, I think, that this song made me think of that. A lot of lyrics about growing up in the suburbs, which I didn't, but wanting to have a daughter and whatnot. It's a really good song anyway. So here is The Suburbs by the Arcade Fire, covered by James Shuar from Australia.
This is a very absolutely last take.
Suburbs, I learned to drive, and you told me we'd never survive. Grab your mother's keys, we're leaving. You always seem so sure that one day we'd be fighting in a suburban war. You're part of town against mine. I saw you standing on the opposite shore. But by the time the first bombs fell, we were already bored. We were already, already bored. '70s finally fall. All of the houses they built in the '70s finally fall. Meant nothing at all. Meant nothing at all. It meant nothing. Sometimes I can't believe it. I'm moving past the feeling. Sometimes I can't believe it. I'm moving past the feeling and into. Damage is done. But if it's too much to ask, if it's too much to ask, send me a son. Under the overpass, in the parking lot, we're still waiting, it's already past. So move your feet from hard pavement and into the grass.
See, it's like quarter after midnight, and I've been trying to go to bed earlier so I can get up sooner so I can get more sunlight because there's not very much sunlight already. Goes down fast up north here and it's just really hard to do. I just am more inclined to stay awake late, but it really does help to be in the sun. I have this one cousin, I mean I have a ton of cousins, but one of them who got, she used to get seasonal depression to the point where like she was writing in her notebooks for school and she thought she was writing things that made sense that were English, but they weren't. It was just like weird scribbles and shit, hieroglyphics. But she didn't even realize she was doing that, is how messed in the head she was. She had to start waking up right with the sun and sit by windows all day in school and stuff. So I certainly don't get anything like that, but sun definitely doesn't hurt. It's just really hard to do, because even now, just now that I'm awake, and I got the lights on, I just feel way better. I mean, I feel tired, and I feel like I should go to bed, but man, I just don't want to lay there. So it's the cover of Sweet Adeline, the first Elliott Smith song I ever heard. This is by a guy named Chris from Australia, also Gunnar Grady is his YouTube name. And it's really hard to find covers of Elliott Smith songs that I like. Yeah, it's one of these voices that just, it's hard for guys to emulate. It's usually better when girls do covers, but this guy pulled it off pretty well. I like this one a lot. I can hear somebody up and about walking around my house. It's very weird to be talking to myself, so let's take a break and listen to this. YouTube to the rescue. I just fell in a little YouTube hole of looking for instrumental versions of songs by NERD, and I found a couple that I like that I tossed in my EXO slush folder for potential future inclusion, and it turns out they got a new album, but I'm not in a big hurry. I'll get it later. I got so much music I'm behind on, and they're one of those bands I like less and less every time out the gate. But I looked for covers, and man, I found the weirdest thing. It's called CNG. The CNG, I don't even think they say what country they're from, but it's, they got a weird accent. No, United Kingdom. I guess it's two chicks. Anyway, they do a couple little short versions of nerd songs. And this is Antimatter from Seeing Sounds, and it's just fucking weird, but it's cool. If you don't know this song, you probably won't like this, but if you do know it, this is pretty fucking cool.
I know you're a light, there's a lamp to lay inside. It's not just burning bright, it won't blow up in your face if you try hard, but you gotta try harder. Now you got your light, you can find your way. You're a multitasker, doing things faster. Are you going to let your guards, let your guards, let your guards give and give decay?
You so anti, don't I matter.
1, 2, 3, K, what's this on your iPod? Tell me what you listening to. Why you jumping about his money? I ain't here mention you. I know this aggravated you and it upset you, but I can change you. I know how you hear me, it is better. Yeah, girl, you like this. Yeah, this your language. Life is short in black and white, just like little penguins. Why you wearing social studies, screaming and arguing? Why you Dr. Killjoy shooting up the party?
You so anti,
ADHD? You kiss the steel like you ADHD? You fuck around like you ADHD?
Yeah, that is really bizarre. Those two chicks, they, like, have a weird mask on and hoodies. They wear masks and, it's just, like, some keyboards and guitar. It's real strange, and it seems like there's been no activity at all on their YouTube page for, like, 2 or 3 years. It's kind of cool falling into those weird little things, but, man, I guess when you're tired, it's like it just erratic, man. Like, I felt a lot better there for a bit while I was digging through that stuff. But then I just, all it takes is one song. Get me back in the dumps. This is Kupek. That's Brian Lee O'Malley, the guy that draws Scott Pilgrim. His band, this song called Bullshit Kid, and it's covered by a girl named Allison Weiss. It's a real good song.
Hello, Internet. My name is Allison Weiss. Welcome to my kitchen. It's Videothon 2008, and that's a countdown to the release of my new album, which comes out this Friday. So, I'm going to cover another song. This is a band called Kupek, and I've been telling their guy, the main guy of the band, Brian, that I was going to cover this for like 2 years. So, I'm finally going to do it because I love this song. And it's called Bullshit Kid. And hopefully I don't screw it up. Here we go. Yes, 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 I wanna live, but I don't wanna owe it to you. Heard you were somebody different these days, different time zone, cell phone and ringtone. Did we lose sight of what matters? Have we just now figured it out? Well, you look like you're happy, so you might as well kill me. Maybe I should just shut my mouth. Ah, but who's gonna call you and all your bullshit now? Special ones, maybe, just maybe you were for a while, but nobody's special forever, honey, and we're all looking red like we've seen a few miles. 5,000 times in my head. I heard you was having your baby this year. Baby spiders, baby adders and vipers. I loved you when we were both particles. And now we're just smiles and waves. And you look like you're happy, so you might as well kill me. Wait, hey, you're already dead. But who's gonna call me and all of my bullshit kidding? Thank you. Videothon 2008. I'll be back tomorrow. You can pre-order my new CD right now at my website, allisonw.com/store. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Man, that guy, Brian Lee O'Malley, he's a really good musician. It's one of those things where, like, Robert Ashley, that used to do A Life Well Wasted, that inspired me to do XO. He only did 5 or 6 episodes, and then he quit to work on his band. And, I mean, I don't mind his band here and again, but I don't know, dude. I feel like it's the wrong path to take. Because the band was not as good as this podcast, but that guy, if he were to quit, I mean, especially after Scott Pilgrim, like, dude, what are you going to even do next? How do you follow that up? If he quit to focus on music, I think that would be awesome. I would be down with that totally, because he is really good. He writes lots of good songs. But I'll tell you one thing that gets me down is just, man, it's like, I mean, because it's the world full of, the media is available to everyone now. Everyone can have a YouTube page, everyone can have a website. Just seeing people's, like, little ambitions just gets me down. Trying to sell your album and make your career, and it's just like, it's probably not gonna happen, you know. Statistically, it was always never gonna happen, but now it's just that much easier for everyone to get a little taste, I guess. I don't know. It's like, I don't see much value and ambition in trying to get somewhere, you know. That's just, I guess it instantly cripples whatever you're trying to do, because then the question is, well, how do I get there? How do I bend ears? How do I get people on my wavelength? And it's like, how do I pander to them, you know? And it's like, then you could never get there. You can never get there. You won't ever be happy with what you achieve, you know? I just feel like anyone who's like a movie star or a big rock dude or something, it's just like, they're just bizarre people, you know? It's not a healthy thing to try to get. I mean, O'Malley's a good example. Scott Pilgrim, dude, that shit just happened. That was just fucking weird and crazy, but he wasn't aiming for that. And he doesn't seem to expect it in the future. It's just, it was a weird thing that happened, and there you go. Like, you just have to enjoy the process of what you're doing. You have to enjoy making your art for the sake of it, and if something happens, it happens, but it's probably not gonna, and you really gotta be okay with that. It's not the point. It's not healthy. Alright, let's find another song. Though, you know, that being said, this Allison Weiss girl, she's got a Kickstarter going on right now to finance the production of her new album, and it is at $23,000 of her $12,000 goal, so I guess she's doing all right. I'm probably gonna wrap this up soon, but this is a Smashing Pumpkins song called My Mistake. It's a B-side, one of those perplexing B-sides, like, why is this not on an album? Just very strange. This is by a guy named Jay Sharp, that all I know is he's from the States somewhere. I always think it's interesting to see where people are from, what specific cities. I wish it was more people. I just wish everybody would have that info in their whatever. It's extra weird, I don't know, like on Twitter and stuff, and it's just someone who doesn't even have their country. I'm just like, who the fuck are you? What is this? Anyway, this one, it's just him in the dark room in the glow of his computer, and it just seems like a very appropriate setting for this song. Mm-hmm.
registered calculations. And if you dare, then should I care, I could destroy you and take you there. As the Spitfires begin their descent and tragic romantic ascent, my love is 100%. Back to me, my mistake. Come back to me, my mistake. Come back to me, my mistake. It was all my mistake. Saliva screws. I can't help myself if I don't know the flaws in you. And I've said this so many, many, many times. I can't help you out of your mind. So please don't judge me so unkind. Mistake. Come back to me, my mistake. Come back to me, my mistake. If you pretend, please try to offend monkey disease. So give me my grapefruit or peas. Do what you want as you please. Come back to me, my mistake. Come back to me, my mistake.
I was just looking for a cover of Caring is Creepy by The Shins, because that was the song that would just make me think of Vancouver a lot. Garden State came out while I lived there, and it's just a really good song anyway. You know that girl Erica that I used to date out there that I did some previous shows about and my laments and whatnot? I really feel like I got over that hump of not just wanting to go back to when I used to date her, but just not wanting to date anybody. Just that whole weird possessiveness of being in a relationship is just a disaster waiting to happen. But anyway, she got divorced, and now she's dating some other dude out west, but I don't know, that's cool, man. I mean, now that she's not tied in, who knows, maybe she will make it to Toronto. It'd just be nice if she was around, you know. I don't really have any female friends. I mean, there's some girls that I know, but not very well. And, you know, I mean, I guess there's people I could say I just wanted to go fucking have lunch with somebody. I mean, I could maybe make that happen, but there's just no one around here that I want to do that with. There were some girls in New York that I liked. But, yeah, I don't know, it's hard to have female friends. That would be really cool. It'd be really cool if she ended up out here. Anyway, I was just about to give up because I went through, like, fucking 2 dozen of these fucking covers, and I just didn't like any of them. Some of them weren't too bad. A lot of them were very bad, but they just didn't hit me the right way. And then right when I was about to give up, this guy, Nate Maingard, who is from Cape Town, South Africa, and he's a white dude. Maybe if you're from South Africa, it's weird for me to say that, but I mean, our view of Africa is just, you know, ignorant and whatnot, so I'm going to mention that he's a white dude. But yeah, this is a very weird version of the song. You know, the little like-dislike button on YouTube is not super favorable on this one, but I like it. I don't know, it's cool. It was different than the original. It's just neat. A neat little version. So here's Caring is Creepy by The Shins, covered by Nate Maingard.
I think I'll go home and mull this over for I cram it down my throat. At long last, it's crashed, its colossal mass has broken up into bits in my mouth. Lift the mattress off the floor, walk the cramps off, go meander in the cold. Hail to your dark skin, hiding the fact you're dead again, underneath the power line, seeking shade. Far above our heads are the icy heights that contain all reason. It's luscious mix of words and tricks that let us bet when you know we should fall. On rocks I dreamt of where we'd step, and of the whole mess of roads we're now on. Hold your glass up, hold it in, and never betray the way you've always known it is. And one day I'll be wondering how I got so old, just wondering how I never got cold wearing nothing in the snow. This is way beyond my remote concern of being condescending. All these squawking birds won't quit building nothing, laying bricks. Betray the way you've always known it is. And one day I'll be wondering how I got so old, just wondering how I never got cold wearing nothing in the snow. This is way beyond my remote concern of being condescending. All these squawking birds won't quit building nothing. laying bricks.
All right, let's just do one more. Actually, let's play that same song that I opened the show with. Suburbs by Arcade Fire, except this time covered by a girl. This is a girl named Fiona, who's from somewhere in Canada. There's a suspicious amount of French and a mention of Montreal in her recent activity, so I'm gonna guess somewhere in Quebec. Yeah, so let's just finish off with this. Man, this is a really good little song. I really like the lyrics of this song. So now instead of quarter after midnight, it's quarter after two. Not quite when I meant to go to bed, but I don't know. I think I am better off now than I was 2 hours ago, so can take me off Mopeyville watch and good night.
Pass. In the park, and all we're still. still.